London. James Anderson, England's all-time leading test wicket-taker, is set to be knighted in recognition of his extraordinary 21-year international career. The honour comes as part of former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's resignation honours list. The 42-year-old cricketing great retired from international duty in July 2024, following his final test match against the West Indies at Lord's, the same venue where he debuted as a 20-year-old against Zimbabwe in May 2003. Over the course of legendary test career, Anderson claimed 704 wickets in 188 matches, making him England's all-time leading wicket-taker and the most prolific fast bowler in the history of the format. Only India's Sachin Tendulkar has played more tests. Though Anderson stepped away from white ball cricket in 2015, his legacy in limited overs formats remains unmatched. With 269 wickets in ODIs and 18 in T20 internationals, he closed his England career just 9 wickets shy of a remarkable 1,000 international wickets. Anderson becomes the second former England cricketer to be knighted by a departing Conservative Prime Minister in recent years, following Sir Geoffrey Boycott's controversial honour in 2019 under Theresa May's administration. This time, however, the recognition has been met with widespread approval. The honour also aligns with Sunak's well-known passion for cricket. Anderson joins 5 other new knights in Sunak's honours list, which also includes senior cabinet figures such as James Cleverly, Jeremy Hunt, Grant Shapps, and Mel Stride, along with filmmaker Matthew Vaughan. Anderson's place in cricket history is already cemented: 4 Ashes victories, nearly 1,000 international wickets, and 2 decades of dominance with the red ball. Now, the title of Sir Jimmy Anderson adds a final, fitting chapter to the career of one of the greatest fast bowlers the sport has ever seen.